Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. Yes, I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, author of So He Cheated, Now What, and founder of Breathe Again Magazine. I'm so grateful to see yet another Thursday. I come to you and I bring you stories of people going from victim to victorious and people that have really just gone through the fire, came out to inspire and encourage one another. And we just thank God and bless God that we are here to tell the story. And I'm thankful that He chose me to tell the story, to connect with some awesome individuals with powerful stories that will help you move forward. We want you to visit us online, breatheagainmagazine.org. If you have a powerful testimony, I want to interview you. I want you to connect with me so I can interview you on the show. If you have an article, send it on over to me. All the information is on breatheagainmagazine.org. You'll find all that information out over there. And connect with us on Facebook, facebook.com/breatheagainmag. You can like our little page and be our friend and follow us on Twitter @breatheagain. We just come to you and just share stories of triumph and victory. We just try to do our little part. And if we all just do our small part, we can create some mass results. We can just create some combustion. We can move forward and help so many different people. So I'm going to continue on doing my part of what the Lord has told me to do, and that is what I'm doing right now. Well, I come to you with an inspirational nugget, and it's maybe something I posted, something that the Lord dropped in my spirit while we had alone time in the morning, something I read. But today I'm really going to talk about to much is given, much is required. To much is given, much is required. I've been going through some things this week, and when I say things, I mean some things. But you know what? God has been there with me all week long, and I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful. But you know, when you're called to much, you're going to go through much. And so I have to really stay rooted, and I got to stay grounded in the Word of God and in the Word of the Lord and have that relationship and continue to fellowship and commune with God, because He is the only thing that is consistent. When I go out to speak and I speak to individuals and I talk to people, I will never stop saying that God is the only thing that is consistent in my life. People will walk away. People will say they're going to do stuff, but God will never do that. He never lies. He never fails, and He is yet always with us. So I hope that encouraged somebody out there. If you're going through something really big and it's really great, continue to lean and press and pull on the Word of God and continue to press and pull on the Lord. Stay in communion with Him. Stay in fellowship with Him. Continue to speak with Him, because that's where your strength lies. And if you have been called to much, you're going to go through much. So to God be the glory for great things He has done, doing, and going to do. We all know that my buzzword is excited, and I am excited about this show today. I really am. I have the honor and the privilege of interviewing this woman of God. Her name is Deanna Ransom, and she is a gospel artist, gospel vocalist, and she has such a story to tell. Now, this girl can sing. I was going to write that in my description, that she is singing, but I was trying to be politically correct, and I'm going to stop trying to do that and just do what I'm led to do. But this woman can sing, and when I listen to her sing, she doesn't just sing something somebody wrote and you feel just those words. When she sings, you feel the passion in her voice, you feel the trials, and you feel the gratefulness and the humbleness and the appreciative, what she is singing about. You know, she's ministering. She's not even singing. She takes us to a place, because when I'm listening to her online, I'm going to that place where she was, and I'm going to that place that I was and where we all were at one time in our life. And I'm excited to have her on the show, and I can't wait for her to jump on board and start talking. But I'm going to read a little bit about her. It says, Deanna Ransom has a story to tell. Having experienced what most wouldn't dare to dream, she has taken the tribulations and triumphs and poured them into her music. The gospel recording artist is not only an incredibly gifted vocalist, but she's a woman on a mission to spread the love of God through song. And that is exactly what Deanna Ransom does. I'm going to bring her on the line. Deanna, are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
All right now. Look, let's just jump right into it. Deanna, tell us a little bit about who you are. Who is Deanna Ransom?
You know, I am a woman, a mother, a friend. You know, all of the things that everyone has to be in their everyday life, and, you know, at the same time, just blessed and honored to be chosen of God to do work for him in the kingdom. And, you know, for me, I'm from a small town called Glassboro, New Jersey. Most folks have never heard of it unless they hear of Rowan University. That's a shout-out to my alma mater, by the way. You know, but basically, I'm a woman on a mission. I just, you know, I love to sing, but, you know, I have to live it, and I'm just on a mission to spread that love and that joy and, you know, to laugh and smile as much as I can on the way.
Amen, amen. And that you do. And when I said in the introduction that when you sing, people can feel that thing. I feel it. That anointing that you have really takes us to a place where God had you and healed you and really ministered to you. And when you open your mouth, it really shines through. So I bless God for you because, you know, lots of people can sing. You know, lots of people can get a song and they can sing, you know, and I can't, but
they can join the noise, girl.
Amen. That's what I be telling my pastor and them. They said a joyful, not an awful. So they told me sat down somewhere.
Eden, sat down.
They said, stay in your lane, Nicole. Okay, praise God. All right, I digress. Okay, so, you know, anyone can sing. Those that have, you know, that have a beautiful voice can sing songs, but it doesn't shine through all the time. But when you sing from the heart. Talk to me about that.
Well, I mean, for me, it is, first of all, the ministry is my passion, right? So whatever you're passionate about, you're going to put everything into. And, you know, the next thing is that we are supposed to and we're called to sing with the understanding. And, you know, when you have actually experienced the thing, it's very real to you. When you've had to cry out from a hurting place and when you're rejoicing on top of the mountain and you know where God has brought you from, those are very, very real experiences. And I don't like to diminish it by calling it simple emotions, but emotions are very real. And tapping into that place in God and knowing it from a place of experience, I know what I'm singing about and where he's brought me from and what he's done in my life, and that it would be impossible for me to stand before the people and really be able to say, I want you to believe in this Jesus and in what he can do in your life without me being able to say, oh, by the way, I had to taste and see for my own self that I can be telling you this thing is real. It's not just something that I'm peddling.
Yes, yes, yes. So true. Talk to me about how you got started singing. When did you start singing, Deanna?
Wow. You know, as a young girl, right, my grandmother was a pastor, and she would always often call on me to sing her favorite song. And, it, you know, again, I still sing it, Trouble in My Way, because, you know, it seemed like it's still there. I don't know if that was prophetic or
right.
not.
Right.
But, I mean, that was really my quote-unquote entree, my grandmother constantly calling on me to sing that song. And it just continued from there. My family continued. We sang for many, many years, and, you know, I ventured into the professional arena, and it's just been a go from there.
Amen, amen. Talk to me a little bit about some of the things that you've had to endure along the way. Now, most people, that some of the things that I've read that you've had to endure, they would have been knocked down, and it would have been hard to get back up, but you kept getting back up, and you kept getting back up, and you kept pushing and pressing. Talk to me about, I believe initially when it first started, the losses were with your mother, I believe.
Yeah, you know, okay. when my mother passed away, that's a hurting thing. And, you know, I basically like to start off by saying this life presents all of us with so many things that can either make us or break us. And everyone has to experience all of the challenges that life brings. And sometimes it seems as though there are individuals that have to endure a significant number of those challenges, and sometimes the way they come. So for me, I happen to have been hit in some waves, you know, with the loss of my mother, the loss of my voice. They came as a package, and so that was one round of events. And, you know, then there was another experience of, you know, life serving me up some things, and me having to end up as a single mother, living and homeless and sleeping in my truck with my children.
Wow.
So that was another, you know, one of life's blows. And then, you know, later on you're married and things have really turned around, you think, and, you know, the next thing you know, I'm losing. I almost passed away, then, you know, my husband passed, and I had lost a child, and all those things, you know, just back-to-back and in waves. And, you know, I'm giving you the highlights. That's what I like to tell people.
Yeah. Not the in-between, but that's all right.
those are the highlights. There's so many other things that I could share and tell, but I don't like to dwell on so much the negativity. What I like to do is talk about the positive motion, because, number one, you will learn something about yourself based off of the things
Lord.
That you go through and how you handle it.
Everybody
has to go through something, but we're not going to all handle it the same way. And, you know, I've often heard people say, I'd never do this or I'd never do that. But I have had to learn the wisdom of, you may not really know what you're going to do with a situation until you're confronted with it, and all of the elements that are going on at that moment when
Absolutely.
It's hitting you. And that's just coming from that really real place. And for me, all those losses, all that hurt, the many times my own life has almost been taken, that made me go to God and say, hey, there is a hit out on me, and I'm not understanding this. And, you know, you have to come to that place of accepting, okay, this is part of the package, because he said you've not given up anything for the sake of the kingdom, that he will not give you both in this lifetime with persecution. He'll give it back 100-fold, but it says with persecution.
Yeah.
So you know what? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he's going to deliver us from them all. So I've learned to just accept them as part of my walk. And then we also understand, right, that when we endure hardness as a good soldier, and when we weep, as the word says, weeping endure for a night, but that joy is going to come. It forged my walk. It forged my relationship. It enabled me to get to know him in ways that I otherwise. And, you know, I've learned to take the joy in it and count it all joy.
Amen.
And so for me, what would be tragedy in that would knock people down, because I'll tell you, for me, it's very hard when you, in a three-month period of time, you've almost died and had major surgery, you've lost your child, and then your husband is in a coma for a little over 30 days, and then he passes away. And this is all in a case of 3 to 4 months. That felt like a Job kind of thing.
Yes.
Where you're feeling like, okay, who can I run up next with the next piece of bad news? But I learned to stand, you know, and I learned that I had to trust him and that just because I feel like falling, he doesn't fall. And I learned some things about the woman that I am because of what I had to stand through and what I've had to endure, and that I can still smile, laugh, and hope for a bright future because of Christ. And so those tragedies, those are just my stars, honey, that I can just say, hey, God can do anything, and with him all things are possible.
Woo, girl. I tell you, awesomeness. Because when you were proclaiming the goodness of the Lord and you were talking about it, it was all in him, and he is the one that got you from point A to point Z and all in between. And no, we don't dwell on the bad and what has happened and sit in the negativity, but we are to be called to be a hope to somebody else, and that's what you are providing to other people. Now, we know Breathe Again Magazine is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions, and we don't want to dwell just on the negativity. We want to provide somebody with some solutions on how they can move forward. So, Deanna, right now I want you to minister just for a minute or so to someone that may be listening that's hurting, someone that may be facing loss right now and they don't know how to move forward, someone that may not be as rooted and grounded in the Word of God as you are. So I want you to encourage them because they may feel like they're about to give up.
Yeah, and you know what? Feeling like giving up is not something that anybody is exempt from, because I will tell you, I know I felt like giving up. I mean, there's just so many things that, you know, we deal with that, and they're hurt. They hurt. They can wound you. And, you know, when you experience those things, I want to tell you that what God will do for you is really based on you just as simple as crying out to him. You know, sometimes we forget that he tells us to humble ourselves as little children. And many times, you know, because we have walked with him for a time and, you know, we know him and, you know, we start to really walk in, you know, more maturity. But there are still going to be times and seasons, whether you know him and understand mysteries, as the word says, or if you don't know him at all, we all have to cry out, Abba, Father. We all have to just understand that there are some things that are so completely out of our control. I don't care who you are, what you have. There are some things that are out of our control. But when we trust in him who is the author and the finisher, the creator, when we trust in him who spoke and the worlds were framed, when we trust in him and know that if we can just cry out to him, that he said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You may not understand it. It doesn't even have to feel good or look good, but God is right there in it with you. He promises never to leave or forsake you. It does, and this is the beautiful thing. If there's people who have backslidden, he is married to the backslider. He leaves nobody out. None of us are without access to be able to go to him and to be able to get that help, that healing, that mercy, that grace. And so for anyone who may be hurting right now, and if I could also take this time, because we're entering into October, which is Domestic Violence Month, and there are so many women who are secretly hurting. You know, I want to take a moment to tell them, you know, cry out to the Father and allow him to lead and guide and order your steps in how to then take practical application in how to handle your earthly situation. He's not just a God that's going to have you cry out and not answer. So he's going to give you the answers. He is a God of deliverance. He is a God of reconciliation for those who are hurting from loss of relationships. He is a God of reconciliation. He's a God of restoration, and he is a God of recovery. So regardless of what stage you find yourself in, just cry out and call on the name of Jesus. It is that simple that he will show up and he will bring light into a dark place.
Amen, amen. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. There were good nuggets, good inspiring words to someone that's out there that is on the verge of giving up. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come right back, we are going to talk about her new Deanna Ransom's CD. So we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Are you suffering in secret? Do you feel like you're alone and no one knows how you feel? The Bible says we overcome by the power of our testimony. The problem is, no one is telling the real testimony. I have found a place that knows exactly how I feel. Real women, with real issues, sharing how they overcame, and so can you. Subscribe to Breathe Again Magazine today. www.breatheagainmagazine.com.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for sticking around and staying with us. We've been talking to gospel artist Deanna Ransom, and we're going to go right into discussing her new CD, I Hear You. Deanna, talk to me about this CD. What do you love about this CD, and what are we in store for?
Well, you know, I Hear You, which was my previous CD, is a CD that I love because it really ministered to me as I was walking through some of the darkest places in my life. I mean, to be able to know that he said, my sheep hear my voice and another they will not follow. And no matter what you're walking through, when you cry out, he'll speak to you. That song just ministered to me as I was walking through the brokenness of, you know, so much loss, and knowing that at the end of all of that, that God is like, I'm still speaking to you and leading you and guiding you, and that you can hear him because he has called you friend. That just really spoke to me. And that's what ministers to me about that particular project, the depth of how God will just turn some of the worst situations into a place of triumph.
And you just released another long-awaited release, Never Say Never Again. Now, that was in July. Was that correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, tell me a little bit about Never Say Never Again.
You know, Never Say Never Again is a project that is long overdue. It's something that we should have done so long ago, but it just speaks to the fact that, like I mentioned earlier, so many times we say, I'll never do this and I'll never do that, or we think we cannot accomplish things, and we begin to say, well, that'll never happen, or I'll never be able to do this. And, you know, when we really, really grab hold of faith and grab hold to the fact that he said, with God, all things are possible, you will take that word never out of your vocabulary other than to say, I know that God will never leave me. He will never fail me. He will never forsake me. And that'll be the only place that you'll use that word in your vocabulary.
That's right. That's right. Now, the project Never Say Never, that is the actual single. And then you have the single I Am Healed as well, which is an absolutely beautiful song, if I may say so myself.
Thank you. You know, that song is one that, it's amazing. I actually was sitting in the middle of my floor, and you know it must have been God because it's hardwood floors, right? I'm sitting in the middle of my hardwood floor, and the fireplace is going, and I am crying. And we oftentimes don't understand that crying often is a way to release pressure and pain from building up inside of you. And as I was just crying before the Lord, and it was another one of those, this isn't going to happen. You know, I don't know how to do this. And I feel like giving up and letting go. And at the time I was dealing with some things and wrestling with some things. And he said, are you going to keep confessing to me the pain? Are you going to keep confessing to me the past? Are you going to keep confessing to me? Or are you going to speak and declare, woman of God, according to what I've said? You know, I said you're healed. And I'm going, he said, and I thought the just live by faith. So what you saying out your mouth?
Right. He has a way of doing it to us, don't he?
And I started trying to catch myself, like, oh, wow. I'm throwing a pity party and you're not even feeling it. Okay. You know, there's a difference between crying out and whining. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I was straight up whining. And, you know, it was kind of like a, not really feeling that because you know better. And I needed to kind of shake that off and to speak. You know, we are supposed to speak those things that be not as though they were, and life and death and the power of the tongue. All those things that, you know, as Christians and as in ministry that we know to be true of God, but we have our moments and our times.
Yes, we do.
When life hits us and it's real. And you may not be feeling all of the great, wonderful faith that you may walk in at other times, but that doesn't make God be somebody different just because you feel a little different.
That's right. He is the same.
You know, he changes not. So for me, he kind of, you know, once he kind of tapped me on my hand and said, get that thing together, he said, now I am healed. And, you know, I realized that I was right at the edge of, and that's, this is a real place, the edge of give up and breakthrough. You'll be sitting right at that place of, do I throw it all away or do I hold on? And I was at that place, Nicole. I was sitting right there, and that's where the lyrics began to come to me. You're sitting on the edge of a life change, and you get to pick. We get to choose.
Which way? That's right.
You know, we get to choose what is it going to be. You know, he said, behold, I set before you what? A blessing and a curse. Which one will you choose? And as I was sitting there, I said, okay, it's time for me to reconcile this thing and come to a place of resolute decision so that I can go forward. And then the lyrics began to come to me, and I just began to write them down, tears still running.
Wow.
You know, tears still running. I'm just writing them down as they come to me. And, you know, when I got finished, I looked at it and said, you know what? Sometimes we don't understand that once we make that choice, that you have then decided the next course of things that are taking place in your life because of the faith decisions or lack of faith that you have.
That's right. That is so true.
I decided I am healed. I'm going forward. Look, whatever I need to let go of, I could care less. It's got to go. You know?
I love it.
Instruction. You know, I have no time for that. You know, if somebody is mad at me or don't like me, I love you.
Come on now.
I can't even get down like that. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I'm not letting anything hinder me. I made up my mind. I lost a lot. But you know what? God is able to restore. He is able to, you know, give back. He said double for your trouble.
Double.
If you really believe it, you won't be pining and whining about what you think you lost because you'll be too busy reaching for what he said you can't have.
Girl, you about to have me running up and down.
Yes.
Well, you know what, Deanna, our time has just slipped by, and I so enjoy talking to you. Why don't you tell the listeners how they can purchase the songs, how they can download the songs, how they can get your album, how they can connect with you? Where are you going to be? Do you have any things coming up? Let us know.
Absolutely. So let me see if I can stay in time and answer all the questions.
Okay.
Y'all can get that. Okay, so let me see what I can do now. Let me see. You know, I'm from Jersey. I think I can talk pretty fast. y'all can get the project. You can check it out on either CD Baby, or you can also go to, like, Amazon, iTunes, Best Buy, Barnes & Noble, FYE, all your major online retailers. You can pick the CD up, put in my name, and you'll find me. And all the projects most likely will be able to be found that way. How can you connect with me? You can do that either on Twitter or on Facebook. We're real active out there. I love talking with everyone and connecting with the people who, you know, listen to the music and connect with me in the ministry. You know, that's what makes it real. Those are the places. So at Twitter, it's @DeannaRansom. And on Facebook, it is facebook.com, Deanna Ransom, and the number 1. You can also connect with me through my YouTube channel on the website, which is www.deannaransom.com. They're running a video series right now where they have me just kind of laid back and low-tech, just talking a little bit about the inspiration of all the songs. So check that out, too. Connect, send me feedback, email me. Tweet me, however. Let's see what's next. What do I have coming up? I will be at Seeds of Greatness, which is in Wilmington, Delaware, next week, and then I will be out in Detroit. A lot of stops out there, but the ones that come to mind, I know I'll be at New Jerusalem, I believe, and at Neapolitan Church. Those are both on Sunday. There's a concert on Saturday night. Oh, my goodness. So, yes, I'll be in Detroit, so Detroit, watch out. After Detroit, I'll be heading out to Atlanta, be at the C Room and doing some television appearances out there. I believe that's Babby's House and Atlanta Live, and stay tuned. There's some churches and things being added down on that Atlanta trip. So those are upcoming events. To bring the ministry to you, you can always call in and speak with Deneen. That phone number is area code 856-366-7763. We love to hear from you and would love to come and fellowship with you. I'm going to do a double check right quick. I think I covered everything. Did I do it, Nicole?
You did it, girl. Go ahead, Jersey. I love it, love it, love it. Well, it has been a pleasure having you on the show. We went a little bit over, but that is okay. Those that will come back, they can listen to the archive show that will be online by clicking that link. But it has been my pleasure to have you on the show. I commend you, woman of God. You have done great things, and you are going to do greater things. I love your voice. I love your personality. You are a people person, and I just bless God for you. So I can say I know Deanna Ransom.
Right, Glenn, we're in the house. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You are more than welcome. And listeners, I know you enjoyed our show today. I know you enjoyed this woman of God because she shared information about overcoming loss. She shared information about her singing and walking in her purpose and doing what she loves, her ministry. And she also shared where she's going to be at. Connect with her. You know, get with her on Facebook and Twitter. Connect with her at her website. That is www.deannaransom.com. Or you can click it from my pages. I'll have her plastered all over the place as well. Go download her her songs. Go support her. Support what she is doing. She is ministering the word of God to us all to get us out of that hole or that valley that we are in. So I bless God again for you, Deanna Ransom. Thank you for being on our show. And I bless God for you, listeners. All the places on the internet, you decided to stop by and be with us for 30 minutes, and I thank you so very much. I don't take it for granted. I count it a privilege and an honor, and I hope something was said today that blessed you. So you know how we do. I never, ever say goodbye. I'll always say until next time. So God bless you and have a super fabulous evening.